News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with WAMNICOM, an esteemed national institute under the Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India, invites applications for faculty positions on contract basis. The positions available are for professor, one post, associate professor, four post, assistant professor, four post, research officer, six posts. The contract duration is initially for 3 years with the possibility of extension up to 5 years. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the official website at www.vamnicom.gov.in for detailed information regarding enumerations, qualifications and other terms and conditions. The last date to submit applications is 10th November 2024. The Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy, Government of India, Ministry of Home Affairs, Hyderabad, 500052. Invites applications for two positions of senior scientific officer on a deputation basis, including short-term contract. Eligible candidates currently serving in central, state governments, union territory administrations, autonomous bodies, statutory organizations, public sector undertakings, or recognized universities or institutes are encouraged to apply. Detailed information on pay, required qualifications, other eligibility criteria, and the application format is available on the Academy's official website, that is at http://www.svpnpa.gov.in/vacancies. National Insurance Company Limited, NICL, India's oldest and leading public sector general insurance company, is inviting applications for the recruitment of 500 assistants in Class 3 cadre. The application fee payment period is till 11th November 2024. The online examination will be conducted in two phases, with Phase 1 scheduled for 30th November 2024 and Phase 2 on 28th December 2024. The recruitment is open for multiple states and union territories across India, with a total of 500 vacancies. These are categorized by language, with specific vacancies reserved for SC, ST, OBC, EWS, PWD and ex-servicemen candidates. The eligibility criteria is between 21 to 30 years of age as of 1st October 2024. Relaxation in the upper age limit is applicable for various categories including scheduled castes, scheduled tribes, OBCs, PWBDs and ex-servicemen and certain women candidates. Detailed information regarding eligibility, application procedure and selection process can be found on the official website, that is https://nationalinsurance.nic.co.in. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, through the Farm Machinery Training and Testing Institute, NERSAM, is inviting applications for one technical assistant position, General Central Service Group C, non-gazetted, non-ministerial, by direct recruitment. This position is reserved for ST candidate and offers a pay scale at level 5. Completed applications must reach the office within 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication in Employment News. Interested candidates can access the eligibility criteria and application format on www.nerfmtti.nic.in or agricoop.nic.in. National Technical Research Organization, NTRO, has advertised for the position of Scientist G, postcode DAWN SG2, in pay level 14. as per the 7th CPC. On recruitment or deputation basis or absorption basis for ex-servicemen. Eligible candidates are invited to apply. Kindly visit the NTRO website, that is www.ntro.gov.in, for complete details. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency, BEE, a statutory body under the Ministry of Power, Government of India, invites applications for the position of Project Economist on a contract basis. This role offers a consolidated monthly remuneration of 60,000 rupees. The initial contract period is for 1 year, extendable up to 3 years. Interested candidates meeting the eligibility criteria should send in their CV in the prescribed format to the Office of the Bureau of Energy Efficiency within 30 days of this advertisement's publication in Employment News. Detailed information on qualification, age and experience is available under the Career section on BEE's website, that is www.beeindia.gov.in. The Falta Special Economic Zone, FSEZ, under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, seeks applications from eligible candidates for multiple positions on deputation basis. The vacancies are that of an Assistant Development Commissioner, Group B Gazetted, Level 7, one vacancy in Falta SEZ and Manikanchan SEZ, West Bengal. Section Officer Accounts, Group B Non-Gazetted, Pay Level 6, one vacancy each in Manikchan SEZ, Salt Lake, Kolkata. Junior Hindi Translator, Group B Non-Gazetted, Pay Level 6, one vacancy, West Bengal, Junior Stenographer, Group C, Non-Gazetted, Pay Level 4. Two vacancies in West Bengal, Stenographer, Grade 3, Group C, Non-Gazetted, Pay Level 4. Vacancies in Manikanchan, Salt Lake, Kolkata. Applications should be submitted in the prescribed format along with all required enclosures within 45 days of this advertisement's publication in Employment News. For eligibility criteria, application procedure and other conditions, candidates are advised to refer to the official website, that is www.fsez.gov.in. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has extended the application deadline for the post of Joint Advisor Legal on deputation at its headquarters in New Delhi. The position is in pay level 13 as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates can now submit their applications by 11th November 2024. For further details and application forms, kindly visit the TRAI's website, that is www.trai.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.